If you're driving through Midway, Utah, and notice a charming old brick house at 35 North Center Street with people gathered around tables looking extremely happy, well, then you've driven past today's guest's life's work. Matt Reschke is self-proclaimed pizza obsessed and has spent the last 14 years making, creating, and dreaming up new styles of pizza, sharing his creations with friends through the years via backyard pizza parties, and now sharing them with customers in Midway, where the Reschkes converted a 120-year-old home into a pizza shop. His farm-to-table, wood-fired, community-centered approach has made the Pizza Yard an instant landmark in Wasatch County and a must-stop destination for visitors from Park City and beyond. Matt, good morning and welcome to Mountain Money.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Right on. So what originally brought you to Utah and what made it feel like the right move at this point in your life?
I came out to Utah for college, and my first job after graduating was in Salt Lake. And I met my wife, Jessica, in school, and we never really expected to stick around in Utah, but it kind of just sucked us in. And I was working in advertising in Salt Lake, just always dreaming of, I mean, we're doing backyard pizza parties all the time, and just dreaming of the day when I could open a pizzeria. And so we were looking, you know, at the avenues. I don't know. Salt Lake is so cutthroat. You couldn't ever kind of find real estate. And I stumbled upon this 120-year-old brick building in Midway that kind of fit the bill for what I had dreamed of as a pizzeria.
And were you just driving around Midway, or were you specifically looking
at Midway? Just, you know, sometimes while at work, disenchanted by copywriting, dreaming of the day I could open, you know, be looking at commercial real estate listings. And Midway had kind of been on the map. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
We had catered a pizza party there 14 years ago when we originally had our pizza truck. And that night, you know, the sun hitting Timpanogos, everything was so green. I was like, wow, this place is magic. And so it kind of always been in the back of our heads as a place that would.
So what surprised you the most about living in Utah so far? Don't say the smoke in the air.
Well, I mean, honestly, moving out of Salt Lake and up into the mountains, I think the first thing that really stood out was how easy winters were, because you could see blue sky every time you walked out your door. And, you know, I love the seasons. I love the snow. I love it all. And I think Utah just has everything so close. You've got adventure. You've got a great food scene. You've got...
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a small town in Colorado.
Okay.
And it's about the same size as Midway, but has way less going on, and it's just so isolated. And so I think moving to Midway really felt familiar as far as size goes, but still had access to everything we needed.
Nice.
Okay. So obviously you've had a thing for pizza. How long has that been going on, and is that just one of among many things you like to cook, or has pizza been the thing?
So pizza really started as a social thing. My wife and I got married before a lot of our friends did in college, and nobody wanted to hang out with the married couple, and so I just started making pizza to lure my friends over, and it just, you know, I would just... I just kept like perfecting it, and I graduated from the home oven to like cooking pizzas on the grill, to then when we decided to do the pizza truck one summer in college, I bought an oven, a wood-fired oven, and that was kind of my insurance, where I was like, you know, if this doesn't work, at least I have a pizza oven that can go in my backyard. And so, you know, pizza... Kind of, I'm the kind of cook who just loves to make magic happen without much of a plan. One, because it's lower pressure, because if it doesn't work, you know, I was just cooking with stuff from my fridge. And two, if it does work, you're a genius. And pizza really is the perfect vehicle for anything. And it's if you can start out with a great crust, and then, you know, you can really look like a genius in a lot of ways.
So in college, you had the food truck. You went to farmers markets, and you, as you just said, you didn't have a plan. And you went around the farmers market, from what I understand, buying the fresh produce and making pizzas out of that.
Yeah, we would have a very loose plan. You know, I'd pick up salami or prosciutto, and then we'd get to the market early and just kind of walk around and be like, oh, those peppers are so beautiful, like purple bell peppers, or this was like pre-kale, like pre-kale explosion, where there was one farmer who was growing curly kale, and he's like, you should try to figure out how to put this on pizza. And we did. And yeah, it just really, I think it's just a fun challenge, and just really felt natural to, I guess, a lot of the pizza, my pizza heroes are all kind of farm to table. Like Chris Bianco is kind of the OG, the godfather of this farm to table pizza movement. And then Sarah Minnick at Lovely's 5050 in Portland is kind of the queen of going to the farmer's market every day. In Portland, they have an incredible farmer's market every day. And she would just go and be like, wow, that's a crazy mushroom, and that's this crazy thing I've never heard of. How would that go on pizza? And go back to the shop and figure out how that goes on pizza. And so that was just kind of the farmer's market 14 years ago as just a poor college kid. I think our original mission was just to show that you can make great food for pretty cheap. And then I really fell in love with the local food movement. We went to, so Communal in Provo, they would also host like a Wednesday farmers market just for a few of their farmers, just as a added bonus to give the farmers another opportunity to make some extra money. And they invited us to just be kind of the sole food provider besides the restaurant, because it was at their restaurant. And they would, at the end of the night, if the farmers hadn't sold everything, they would just buy everything that they had left and then figure out how to put it on their menu. And I was just so blown away by that. And really, that kind of got me started down this local food wormhole.
So it was intentional.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of, local food is kind of my new religion in a way.
So let's go back to the house in Midway. You looked at factories. You looked all over for different things. What about this 120-year-old house of all things for a restaurant struck you?
So really what we wanted to do at the Pizza Yard was make it feel like you were coming over to our house for pizza. Mm. You know, I did, for 10 years, all of my pizza experience was just in my backyard. And it was just the opportunity to hang out with my friends and bring everybody over and catch up. And just, I loved being glued to the oven and just bringing out pizza after pizza and, you know, putting crazy toppings on it and having everybody sit around. It's the perfect social food where you're just, everybody grabs a slice and shares it. And so, you know, when we got to the point where my wife, Jessica, was like, you know, I think this is maybe too many pizza parties. I wonder if you should try making money with pizza sometime. Yeah. And it was so weird the first time I had to charge people for pizza.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And so really just having this beautiful little home and kind of giving it this new life where when people walk through the door, it's like, hey, you can come to my pizza party whenever you want.
Yeah.
there was a point when mid-construction, I was like, wait, am I literally just opening this restaurant for social reasons? Like, I started imagining just all of my friends walking through the door, all the the new regulars we'd have, all the people we'd meet. And I was like, honestly, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little about the range of pizzas that I would find on your menu, if you have a menu, because it sounds like it might be certainly not written in ink.
We, I mean, a lot of it's written in chalk, or a lot of it's just not even written. Honestly, so many people are like, do you have this kind of pizza? And I'm like, I mean, if you ask for it, we'll do anything for you. We keep our menu really limited so that, you know, I think as it's important to me to be able to have some things that customers can always expect to find. And as we've been open for about 3 years, and so that's kind of just formed itself. And we have your basics, margarita, just from request, we just have a plain cheese pizza on there and pepperoni pizza. And then kind of our standards are maybe the most surprising. And then the sleeper favorite is our green one, which has a pile of kale on it that gets crispy in the oven, and an herby cream sauce that kind of evolves as the year goes, with whatever herbs are fresh and local. And like right now, when our garden at the restaurant is going off, all of the herbs are just coming straight from the garden. And we make our sausage spices in-house and then take them over to Heber Valley Meats, and they grind it for us. And we make we call it the sausage for the lady pizza, because my kids would always say, for the lady. And so also there was a lady who kept like harassing us on social media because we didn't have sausage, like a sausage pizza when we first opened. So we finally put one on the menu for her. And then our hot honey is, we pickle our own jalapenos, and then it has cremonelli pepperoni. And that one is the best seller. And it's kind of, you know, honey on pizza is in vogue right now, and it's hard to not have on the menu. And then honestly, you know, our pizzas are great, and you can find lots of great pizzas in Utah, but our salads are, I feel like, what really sets us apart.
Whoa. Lots of great pizza in Utah.
There's some great pizza in Utah.
There's a place down in Escalante at the, what is that? It's right next to the liquor store. Boy, that pizza is unbelievable.
I need to check it out. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's like Centro in Cedar City. That's great. I mean, Matilda just opened here. We love them.
What about Il Villaggio? Down on
It's like kind of a classic. I actually haven't been there, but I've heard great things about that. The Feeny just opened in Orem. It's these guys from Brooklyn, and that place is ridiculous. But anyway, in the Heber Valley, and I mean just in Utah in general, I feel like it's hard to find a notable salad. Like it's a lot of just kind of replication of the same thing. We always have our kind of the cult favorite is our kale crisp salad. So Rustling Aspen Farm in Midway, I was just there this week, and he said, this is the pizza yard area, because it's just rows and rows and rows of kale for us. Wow. That he grows, you know, two blocks from the shop. And it has like a chili crisp and a classic kind of Caesar dressing, and then sweetie drop peppers and local radishes and heaps of parm. And that like people just go crazy for that one.
So it's salad you can taste.
Then we always have a green salad. It's really easy to make great food when, you know, the salad was harvested 2 days ago from a moonshadow farm up the road, and you know, you could just eat the greens by themselves and don't have to do much to it. But my chef Christine is just kind of this wizard at salad dressings, and really the way that we do everything is we have, you know, whatever's in season, whatever the farmers have a ton of, or like bring it to us, and then we figure out how to put it on pizza or how we put it in salads. And that really makes it so that it's less about, you know, having a recipe and finishing the recipe, mm-hmm. but rather it's you just cook until it tastes good and then send it out into the world.
You know, the key to any great restaurant food is you got to start with the right ingredients. Talk to us a little bit about, you've talked a lot about where you're getting your vegetables, right? Let's talk about your dough. Mm-hmm. Show us the money.
So something so brilliant about living in Utah right now is that some of the best flour in the world is right up the road in Logan at Central Milling. I have a bunch of pizza friends all over the country, and a lot of them still use Central Milling, even though it cost an insane amount to get it trucked out to them on the East Coast, and all of the best pizzerias and bakeries on the West Coast use it. It's amazing when you open a bag of, we use Central Milling 00 organic, and when you open it, you smell it, and you realize this was wheat recently.
Yes.
And you can like smell that it was alive and it was a growing thing, and starting from that really makes it easy. And we always put a percentage of our old dough in it that kind of acts as our starter. We use a tiny bit of a traditional yeast just for consistency, but really it's flour, water, yeast, and salt that makes it. And it at least rises for 24 hours, sometimes 48, 72, where it really develops a lot of that great flavor.
All right, I'm going to get specific with a pizza. I understand that if a new customer comes in and they ask for a recommendation, you suggest the margherita pizza. Why that pizza?
You know, you can't hide behind a margherita. Like, margherita is just so plain, so simple. Like, that's kind of the proof that it's a good pizza place if you order the margherita and it's solid. You can put a lot of great toppings on a pizza and cover it up, and you can't hide behind like tomatoes, basil, and mozzarella. And so, yeah, I could eat, like, that's my death row meal, honestly, is just a perfectly done margherita pizza.
Well, you just mentioned that when you opened, you had friends coming in, you know, and they're your regulars. So you have a motto, we're all friends here. And it's very easy to say, right? But it's very hard to operationalize in a restaurant. How do you train and build a team that makes every customer feel that way time and time again?
I think for us, well, it's funny. We're all friends here kind of arrived out of, you know, if we wanted people to come over to our house for pizza or feel like they were coming over to our house for pizza, that would mean they're our friends. And Olive Garden had already taken when you're here, your family. And so I just like kind of jokingly was like, when you're here, you're friends. And then I was like, actually, we're all friends here. I kind of like that. And we ran with it. And I really, when we first opened, I didn't really have much staff. I wanted people to find us and see what we were doing first and then decide they wanted to be a part of it. And so the first year was a lot of friends and family who were working for me. And then gradually we added more and more great people. And I think another thing is we definitely try to model instead of train, where we're, and I think a lot of that is I don't know what I'm doing in the restaurant industry, just coming from outside of it. And for better or worse, there's a lot of systems that I don't do. And really we're winging it a lot of time, but I'm always, I'll like see my employees interact with customers and I'm like, wow, you guys are really getting it. And really just, it's so easy to do nice things for people and go out of your way to do a kind thing. I've read this book called Unreasonable Hospitality by one of the guys who started like 11 Madison and a couple of those other or a couple of those huge names in the restaurant industry that are all about just hospitality in its purest form, where you're just making people feel taken care of. And I love to, I think it's the funnest thing in the world when somebody's like, do you have this topping? And we're like, no. But. And then I, you know, we share a parking lot with the market in Midway. And so I'll just like sprint out the back door and just go and grab it and then just throw it on the pizza. Or so Christine, our chef, you know, she comes from the traditional restaurant world. She trained at the Culinary Institute of America and spent 20 years in a lot of high-intensity restaurants and in the Deer Valley system. And then she left to do her own thing and started catering. And then when we connected, she said, you know, this – she started working for us and said, you know, this really feels like I'm cooking for the love of cooking again and having this FaceTime with customers. And I think that just really, she has this magic about her where she's able to make our employees feel loved and feel like they have a life. And that really transfers over to our customers.
Nice. So, if someone is listening to this in another small mountain town, somewhere in the West, thinking, I want to do something like this, what's the one piece of advice you would give them about building a food business rooted in community and local sourcing?
I would say that there's do it because it's what it feels right to do. A lot of times I forget to talk about all of the crazy things that we're doing, how so many of the things we're using are organic, how far we go out of our way to source local vegetables, because it just feels, or I'm just doing it because it seems like the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And that really makes it easy. And I think I am an open book, and I think if anybody wants to throw the love into making pizza for people, they're going to be successful. Yeah. And I think in any mountain town, it's great to there's such great communities in these places. And really, when we opened the doors for the first time and started, like, the number of neighbors who met neighbors for the first time, where I'm like, oh, you don't know them? You don't know them?
And then they
met, and now they're best friends. And Midway kind of hibernates in the winter, and you lose track of people. But being the place where people see each other was magical. Yeah. And I think that can be replicated in any town, honestly.
Nice.
Okay, before we go, we talk to restaurant operators, and we can tell that their ambition is to create something that they can replicate, that they can have multiple outlets for. What I'm hearing from you doesn't really resonate like that. I'm not sure that you want to build a franchise model. Tell us where you see yourself in 5 or 10 years.
Can I say hell no? No.
Sure. Yeah.
No, everybody's always like, are you – well, like, when are you going to open your next restaurant? I'm like, my next restaurant wouldn't be a five-minute walk from my house. And it was never about opening multiple restaurants. It was – the dream was to open this pizzeria. And I've had a couple on separate occasions, some successful Utah restaurant chain owners who have been in the restaurant, and they kind of look around and they're like, I used to have this. Like, it used to be so small, and it was so fun, and you could tell they just kind of missed. I don't know if they regret going so big, but just it's a different feeling. And I think that that's really kind of reinforced for me how, you know, especially right now, I have two kids. They're almost 6, almost 8. And just right now, I feel like I'm focused on making the pizzeria run smoothly and be a fixture in the community and then have the time to just like be with my kids and involve them in everything and be involved in the community, like too involved in the community in the best way, and really just live a great life for the next 5 to 10 years in Midway.
Perfect. Hey, we just spent a few minutes with Matt Reske of the Pizza Yard down in Midway, where we learned we're all friends here. Anyways, Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.